This is Elizabeth Babalola, Nurse Practitioner, dictating audit of service of 3/1/2023. Patient's last name is York, Y-O-R-K. First name is Patricia. Date of birth is 4/29/1947. Date of service 3/1/2023. Patient is a 75-year-old female who presents for with intermittent drainage, denies any fever, review of systems, HEENT, ENT patient, denies any nasal discharge, complaint of bilateral ear pain, with ear discharge, no decrease in hearing reported, denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing, eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain, cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations, respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough, GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion, musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented, she's alert and oriented with no acute distress, vital signs, allergies, patient is allergic to Bactrim, weight is... Patient weight is 320 pounds. O2 saturation 97%, blood pressure 125/73, pulse is 74, respiration 18, temperature 98.2. Physical exam, HEENT, PERLA, EOMI, bilateral tympanic membrane, erythematous with some purulent exudate noted in the ear canal. External palpation of the surrounding ear appear to be tender to palpation. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no atopnia. Abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4, active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, otalgia bilateral, acute otitis media bilateral. Prescription given for fluoxacin, otic drops, 2 drops in bilateral ear, BID times 2, 10 days, quantity sufficient. Ibuprofen 800 milligrams, 1 PO, TIDPRN quantity 30, Cipro 500 milligrams, 1 PO, BID times 10 days, quantity 20. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Next patient, last name is Santos. First name is Richard. Date of birth is 11/10/1949. Date of service is 3/1/2023. Patient is a 73-year-old male who presents with complaint of dizziness and bilateral ear pain. He also has some low-grade fever. Review of systems, HEENT, ENT. Patient complained of bilateral ear pain with some discharge. He has some loss of hearing and wears his hearing aid. Denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed, is alert and oriented with no acute distress. Vital signs, allergies, patient has no known drug allergies. Weight is 177.9 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 158 over 75, pulse is 98, respiration 18, temperature 99.4. Physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane erythematous bilaterally with some purulent discharge in the air canal. Neck is stopping, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active. No tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, facial moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Diagnosis, fever, acute otitis media bilateral, otalgia, and nausea. Patient was given prescription for Zofran, 4 milligrams ODT, 1 TID PRN, quantity 15, ofloxacin, otic drops, 2 drops in bilateral ear, BID, times 10 days, quantity sufficient, Cipro 500 milligrams, 1 POBID times 10 days, quantity 20. Follow-up visit scheduled for 3 days. Next patient, last name is Smith, first name is Nancy. Date of birth is 3-5-1951. Date of service is 3-1-2023. Patient is a 71-year-old female who presents with complaint of sinus pressure infection that's been ongoing for 1 week. She denies any fever. Complain of sinus pressure on headache. Review of systems, HEENT. ENT patient denies any nasal discharge, no ear pain, no loss of hearing. She complained of sinus drainage and pressure. Denies any sore throat, no painful swallowing. Eyes patient denies any blood vision, no eye pain. Cardiac patient denies any chest pain or palpitations. Respiratory patient denies any shortness of breath or cough. GI patient denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting or diarrhea. Skin patient denies any rash, no abrasion. Musculoskeletal patient denies any joint pain, no joint swelling. Physical exam, generally patient appears well-groomed. She's alert and oriented with no acute distress. Allergies, patient is allergic to iodine, penicillin, and codeine. Weight is 149.8 pounds, O2 saturation 98%, blood pressure 131 over 75, pulse is 97, respiration 18, temperature 97.7, physical exam, HEENT, PRLA, EOMI, tympanic membrane, polygray, erythema, sinus, maxillary and frontal sinus, tenderness noted, light palpation. Neck is supple, no stiffness, no adenopathy. Heart S1, S2, audible, regular rate and rhythm, no murmur noted. Lungs clear bilaterally, no wheezes, no crackles, no apnea. Abdomen is soft, bowel substance 4 active, no tenderness, no palpable masses. Extremities, patient moves all extremities voluntarily with no joint stiffness. Neuro patient is alert, oriented times 3, no deficit noted. Skin is warm and dry, no lesions, no abrasion, no erythema. Reflexes equal in all extremities, no deficit noted. Patient was given injection of dexamethasone 10 milligrams and clindamycin 300 milligrams IM. Both were well tolerated. Diagnosis: acute sinusitis, vaginitis by her patient's report. Patient was given a prescription for teconazole vaginal cream, 0.4%, to be applied vaginally, BID, quantity 45 grams, Levaquin 500 milligrams, 1 POQ day, quantity 7, prednisone 10 milligrams, 1 POQ day, quantity 10, fluconazole 200 milligrams, 1 POQ week, quantity 4. Follow-up visit scheduled for 1 week or as needed. Thank you.